Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, California's controversial Proposition 12 stands as the Supreme Court yesterday sided with the state and the law that prohibits the sale of pork in the state not produced according to California's production standards. The ruling is a significant loss for the pork industry. Livestock groups have argued that if California's law stands, then other states can separate requirements, making it harder to meet each state's production standard. In a 5-4 ruling, the court affirmed a decision from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. That court dismissed a lawsuit filed by agriculture interests against the law on the grounds that the industry groups did not state a claim of damages. Prop 12 makes it a criminal offense and civil violation to sell whole pork meat in California unless the pig it comes from is born to a sow that was housed within 24 square feet of space in conditions that allow a sow to turn around without touching an enclosure. Proposition 12 applies to any uncooked pork sold in the state, regardless of whether it was raised in California. Scott Hayes, president of the National Pork Producers Council and a Missouri pork producer, said in a statement, "We are very disappointed with the Supreme Court's opinion. Allowing state overreach will increase prices for consumers and drive small farms out of business, leading to more consolidation. We're still evaluating the court's full opinion to understand all the implications. NPPC will continue to fight for our nation's pork farmers and American families against misguided regulations." In response to automakers announcing the elimination of AM radio in select vehicles, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, which Ron and I are both a part of, along with Reagan as well, is taking steps to keep AM radio in the dashboard. NAFB has spoken with the Federal Communications Commission and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, as well as sending letters to leadership of the House and Senate Ag Committees. NAFB President Joe Gill says the focus right now is just educating everyone about the issue.
There's a lot of folks right now who are unaware of this issue. So educating our cohorts in the industry and also legislative leaders, because there is no legislation on the books regarding this issue. There is nothing to mandate this to be a item in vehicles.
Gill says the response so far has been overwhelmingly supportive of keeping AM radio in vehicles.
You can't just plug in your phone or have an app because, let's face it, rural broadband is still not accessible in some areas. And once again, it comes down to safety as well when it comes to severe weather. And a lot of legislators did support us verbally, and they want to know what they can do to try and keep AM radio in the dashboard.
NAFB's partnering with the National Association of Broadcasters and the National Alliance of State Broadcasters Association, who are both also advocating for keeping AM radio in your vehicles. You've got farm news on Ron.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.